Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Yeah, the big thing is that I think about the book by Dr. Cloud, Henry Cloud. He wrote, he surveyed like for 20 years all these different chief executive officers. He's a Christian, but he surveyed them and learned things from them. And it's called Integrity. Called Integrity, the courage to face the demands of reality. And he talks about that this one CEO had the sales force. And in the sales force, they had this one particular man who could sell, sand to the ocean. You know what I'm saying? He could just sell anything. Which means he increased the bottom line of the business.
Right.
But yet, he was horrific when it came to dealing with the people that was the other employees and the ones that supported him, because nobody can, in a business, it takes all the parts to be able to function. And they were constantly being hurt by this person.
Right.
But yet the CEO needed to have, the whole thing's about integrity. Did he have the courage to face the demands of reality? Was he willing to change his bottom line of his business to a lower number to be able to satisfy the reality of what this guy, because sometimes you can be good at a task and sometimes you can be good at relationships, but with God, you got to be good at both. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to love people on the way to where you're going and what you're doing. Both of those things. It's called a wake. We need to talk about that in the future, and the wake doesn't lie. It doesn't lie. And so you can look at somebody. You think about, let's just state this for a moment, because we're talking about a mocker. This is a wake. When you're sitting on a boat, and the boat is going through the water, and you're sitting on the back of the boat, which I think is called the fantail, or the aft of a boat, and you're looking where the shape of the water when you're pulling away. You're going through the water, so you're leaving a mark in the water, if you have a temporary little mark or shape, and it actually is identical. It's identical to the shape of the boat. So if it's a big boat, it's the shape of the boat. Mm-hmm. And they call it the wake. It's making a wake. Mm-hmm. And the wakes don't lie. Mm-hmm. They just don't lie. And you look at the wake and you know the shape of the boat.
Right.
And so with that, think about it. There's two sides to a wake, right? You got one side and the other side. Mm-hmm. One side is relationships and one side is task. And if somebody's good with relationships, but they're not good with tasks, that is so, they're like, I really like them, but nothing's getting done.
Right.
Right.
I like them, but we're starving and nobody's working, mm-hmm. I like them, but then you have the others that are good just at task, but they're not good at relationship. I mean, you cringe in their presence, but they're going to do the job. And they pride themselves. Look at my numbers. Look at the bottom line of the company.
Right.
And they say, I don't need to get along with so-and-so. Look, did you see this? I just made a big sell.
That's right.
Right. But the wake has two sides. Everybody has a wake. And this is what Dr. Henry Cloud says. That the wake doesn't lie. That one side of the wake is relationship and one side is task. Mm. And you can say what you want to, but everybody knows your wake. Mm. And when you go through the waters of life and you look behind you, and if one side of the paradigm, the relationship side, you have all these offended people, all these hurt people, you cannot point at the other side of the task and say everything's okay.
Right.
Because that CEO had to come to the office and he had to decide, I'm just going to go in for the bottom line here? Because his staff, his employees came to him and said, if you do not get rid of this person, this is what they said. If you don't get rid of this person, we're leaving you. And he was trying to study in this book, why do businesses end up the way they do? Why have we made so many mistakes? And we made a ton of them. Mm-hmm. And it happens even in the church, even in the father's business, in the church, where the church says if somebody's good at tasks, but they're not good at relationship. That is a big warning sign that you need to set that person down, because task means nothing if there's no relationship, because the word of God says, if you don't love your brother, you don't love God. You know, it just boils down to it.
See, doing something for God that you're messing up the relationship with God, the person you're supposed to be ministering to.
Right.
You know? I like what Cloud says in that book as well. Said, are they enjoying your wake and skiing and having fun on the back of it? Or is your wake so choppy that they become shark bait because they're bouncing all over?
Yeah. Right. And you'll find out, you know, where it's tension between the two.
Right.
Because to be able to have good relationships, sometimes you have to make less money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't just throw people on the fire of your success. And that happens all the time, you know. And you can't just throw tasks on the relationship. So you got to take care of the mundane things. You got to balance that. And it causes a person to cry out to God. It causes a person to say, I have to provide for my family, you know, but I cannot just forego a relationship with my family while I'm providing for them.
Right.
And so, you know, understanding this, that, you know, the wake does not lie. I mean, if you have not read, I think the church needs to read Dr. Henry Cloud's book. Make sure we put that up on the VFN-TV blog. But you got to read this book because it's a study of the actual happenings of CEOs in our country. And the title of the book is Integrity, the Courage to Meet the Demands of Reality. And this is the question for us today, you know, is as we're coming to an end of the wisdom moment here, is do we have the integrity to do what reality demands from us right now?
Mm.
Because America is facing a time right now where the church is going to have to repent. We're going to have to, even though we look like contradictions in the beginning when we start doing what's right because we were just doing what was wrong,
Right.
We have to let them know the only one is good is God anyway. Jesus said, who are you calling good? And we're preaching our gospel. It's his gospel. And our only hope is God. And so we begin to say, I'm going to work on my relationships. I'm going to work on my task. And I'm going to repent for being a mocker. And I want to be a wise person. And I want to receive a multitude of counsel in this. And I mean, it's just hard to honor a fool. You know? And understand that we need to be able to humble ourselves. And we got to be able to know that if we are a parent, if we are a leader in an industry, if we are a governmental leader, for example, God has allowed that. And God will honor that, you know, if we humble ourselves and we just say, you know, God, I want to do it your way. I don't want to be a mocker. I don't want to be insulting people. I don't want to be, you know, all those things that come with being a mocker. I don't want to, you know, abuse people or abuse my power as a parent, as a business owner, as a governmental leader. I just want to be wise. I want to learn, you know. Mm-hmm. I want to grow. And just like God, you know, when I ask for forgiveness, God forgives me. You know, God will forgive you. And he'll surprise you. You know, mm-hmm. He's very good. He's very merciful. And he's very loving. Totally 100%.